Congratulations, big appointment this one. It feels the right appointment as well.
It does, and I'm certain that all our fans and stakeholders will see it that way. It wasn't straightforward. There were a lot of very competent applicants who put their hand up, and the process also, shortlisting and interviewing. But as I said, we got our man, we got the person we wanted to take the Bulls forward.
Did it take much negotiation to get him out of Wakefield? Or?
Well, as I said, it wasn't straightforward. So he had a year left on his contract, and it did take some negotiation to get agreement for him to be released, and that was the reason for the slight extension to our original plan. But those things happen. The key thing is that we got the right person.
A lot of big names, good names linked with the job. I guess that must give you great heart as to the standing of this club still in the game.
Quality people putting their hand up. But as I said, we got the right man for the job.
Is there I guess hindsight tells you a lot of things, but it would have getting Jeff in, I know you had a short time to make that decision. With hindsight, was that the right thing to do, do you think?
I think we made the right decision at the time, given all the parts of the puzzle that were sitting in front of us. Jeff's a fantastic coach. Don't be surprised if he goes on and gets appointed as the sort of next State of Origin coach. So, yeah, it is what it is. We made the best decision we could, given the constraints, as I'd mentioned previously, of coming in. But, we're focused now on the immediate challenges, and got great confidence in John, his ability, and what he will do for this club.
He's well known at getting the best out of what he's got. He inherits the squad here. Is there going to be room for any more players coming in for John?
Recruitment's a continuous thing. You're constantly looking at how to improve your squad, and he'll be front and centre of that.
Would you like to get this appointment done soon? I know you said it's taken longer than you would have liked, obviously with Jeff not deciding what he was going to do. Has that been a difficult period for you, having to wait all that time?
It's not ideal. Absolutely, it's not ideal, but it is what it is, and we wanted to, sort of allow those processes to run their course. But once that decision was made, we were looking immediately to go through a process, and you can't rush these things. You've got to do it properly and make sure that the right person's appointed. We're confident that that's the case.
There'll be a lot of Bulls fans at home and listening and watching on at this news. I think they'll be very, very pleased with the appointment that you've made tonight or today. What's your message to those people now?
Look, this is a rebuilding process. The difficulties that the club had occurred over many years. This is part of the process, putting those building blocks in place to return the club to where it should be. We're committed and focused on doing that, and we're backing John 100% to get the best out of not just the playing team, but the coaching team. And, the thing that the Bulls have got, which is what I think sets it apart, is it's got a phenomenal production line of high-performance juniors. I mean, you just need to look at the World Cup. Look at the World Cup and look at the number of Bradford Bulls Academy and Bradford Bulls players that came through there. And, it's headed up by John Bassett and with Lee Beattie and Mark Dunning, and you look at the success that they've got, and the quality there. Long run, when we think long run, that's going to be great. But short run, we need to make sure that we've got the right coaching, which we've done in terms of appointing John, give them all the support necessary to get this club out of League One.
It's been a hell of a year for you. I guess you've learnt a lot, mistakes as well and good things. Do you feel now you're in an even better position to move it forward?
Oh, look, I've been run over a few times, so I'm sort of looking left and right now when I cross the road.
But all in all, the appetite's still there. There's still a buzz about the club here, despite everything that's happened.
There is. I mean, it's a huge club. It's got a great fan base. They're just so critical. They're the fabric of Brentford. And as you ask me, what's my message to fans? Stick with this club. We're doing everything we can, and we don't have to wait long. Our first pre-season is on Boxing Day, and then the matches follow from there.